This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Toxic algae continues to concern Martin County residents, even as releases from Lake Okeechobee are currently on hold to our area. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson met with officials yesterday to discuss the issue. He told them of taking water samples from the Indian River Lagoon in a bottle to the Senate floor as an example of its bad condition. Martin County Commissioner Ed Campy says you couldn't do that now.
In 2016 or now, you wouldn't be able to put it into a bottle. You'd have to spoon it in to a bottle. And the only advantage to how horrific our water conditions are currently is that every single resident is engaged. There's no one that no longer feels that this is not their issue or not their problem.
Nelson started his day in Fort Myers and flew over Lake Okeechobee as well as the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie Rivers to see how bad the algae is.
The lake was not fully covered with algae. There was algae more around the edges of the lake. I saw in the Caloosahatchee River over near Fort Myers, strands of the algae that were flowing down into the city of Fort Myers. And then, of course, in the St. Lucie, you saw the similar thing of the algae in the river here. So this is a problem that we have had too frequently. And the question is, can we get discharges lessened from Lake Okeechobee as well as cleaning up the discharges that come from the natural runoff into the St. Lucie?
Nelson outlined projects, including the expediting of the strengthening of the dike around the lake, as projects that would help lessen releases. However, as businesses suffer and health concerns continue, there was little in the way of immediate relief he could offer. Stewart Commissioner Nick Blunt expressed frustration with the ongoing problem.
I think one of the things that I struggle with, and I know people in this room do, is I look around, there are people in this room that are experts in their own field. And yet you can pick up the paper any day and see a letter to the editor or an editorial where they're disputing each other about what the real solution to this issue is going to be. So I can understand why the public's confused about, well, what is the right answer.
Nelson acknowledged the differing opinions.
The fact is that this problem didn't start yesterday. This problem has been building for years and years as Florida has developed and people have come here. And whether it's septic pits or whether it is agricultural runoff into the lake, whether it is how much is coming from the north near Orlando, it's a combination of all of these things that are happening.
Robert Lord of Martin Health Systems told the senator of posting signs in the emergency room of the hospital. The doctors want to know if patients came in contact with algae or water in the St. Lucie River or Indian River Lagoon before becoming sick. He says the toxin in the algae, microcystin, can be absorbed through the skin. Many worry that even when the algae is no longer visible and has died, that it will clump at the bottom of the waterway and remain a health risk. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.